All right, it's time for our weekly chat of the latest hookups and breakups. Life and Style Weekly, recapping the week that was here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Events editor Juliet Eason joining me via Google Chat now. And Juliet will kick off with one of Life and Style's favorite celebrities, Kim Kardashian. Life and Style recently reported that Kim was trying to get back with running back Reggie Bush. But Juliet, that didn't work out so well for Kim, huh?
It didn't. And in fact, this is our world exclusive cover story for Life and Style this week. I'm such a fool because, you know, I think Kim really thought that Reggie was always going to be on the back burner for her. And even though she hated seeing him with other women, the fact that they all looked exactly like her made her think that when she was single, that he would be sort of willing to run right back into her arms. And that definitely was not the case. I think he's just tired of her antics.
You think seeing what happened between her and Chris Humphries was like the last nail in the coffin for Reggie Bush?
I think so too. Obviously, Reggie and Kim were very on and off, and I think he never really knew exactly what she was thinking about their long-term future. And then she went and married a guy that she hardly knew, and then obviously that ended after 72 days. So understandably, Reggie's looking at Kim and looking at her track record and thinking, is this really the woman that I want to be with?
Can't blame him for thinking that at all. At least one of the two people is level-headed, right? Absolutely. Life and Style Week is Juliet Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. A couple that's definitely off, obviously, Katy Perry and Russell Brand. Life and Style Weekly has been reporting about the issues between these two for quite some time. And I remember, Juliet, I think we were actually talking about last Friday night being such a big party song, the fact that Russell Brand is a recovering drug addict and alcoholic as well, and that really wasn't like sitting too well with him throughout their relationship.
I think we've always felt that this couple was very ill-matched from the start. There's been signs that there's been major problems for months now, and I think everyone was just sort of waiting for them to make the official announcement. But Katy's young, and she's beautiful, and she's rich, and the world is her oyster. And so in some ways, I think it's understandable that she'd want to be out clubbing late and out with her girlfriends. But she is married to a recovering drug addict and alcoholic, and that didn't sit very well with him. In addition to that, she has been touring all over the world, and it didn't leave them much time to really work on their relationship or grow as a couple.
What's interesting is that now she's like towards the end of her album cycle, is what we say, like in the music business. So like the tour is winding down. The one that got away is probably going to be the last single. It's the sixth single from her album Teenage Dream. So now she's going to have some time to sit back and reflect, and I guess she'll be doing so single and maybe a little less rich if there was no prenup there, right, Juliet?
Absolutely. She is worth so much money, and she's made so much money off of her album sales and tours and everything like that. So at the moment, they seem to be handling everything very amicably, but you never know if that's going to be the case for the whole process.
Of course, of course. Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Juliet Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. All right, some good news, some happy news, especially one of my favorite celebrities, although I don't really know him as a celebrity. I know him as the captain of my favorite baseball team, the New York Yankees. Derek Jeter is back on with Minka Kelly. This is a Life and Style Weekly exclusive as well, correct?
It is. This is one of my favorite stories of the month. Derek Jeter and Minka Kelly are back on, and they were actually spotted together in late December in Paris, which obviously is the city of love, so a fitting spot for their reconciliation. And they looked super happy. They were just sort of looking at the Monets and the Impressionist works when they were there, and they look to be 100% back on.
Well, I am certainly happy for Al Capitan and his boo Minka as well. I hope they're on for the long haul this time around. Hey, read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Events editor Juliet Eason, thanks for the 411. Have a great weekend.
You too.